Concours Écricom 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 1. No thanks, we prefer shopping. The government's obsession with setting targets is well known. So is its enthusiasm for the internet. But the two do not seem to be mixing well. It will require a miracle for the government to meet its own deadline for getting all of its services online, according to one of the officials involved in the initiative. So far, about 70% of government services can be accessed via the internet. That figure is expected to reach only 80% by the end of 2005, the date by which everything was supposed to have been e-enabled. While this is embarrassing, it is hardly the end of the world. Britain is unusual in having set explicit targets for making all government services available electronically. What is far more worrying is that where such services have already been put online, hardly anyone seems to be using them. Worse, the usage of e-government services has not grown in the past 2 years, and has even fallen in some cases. This is odd because the British are generally rather keen on the internet. In November, online retail sales in Britain cleared £1 billion for the first time, and online spending is growing 15 times faster than conventional retail spending, in part, no doubt, due to worsening road congestion. So why don't Britons deal with the government online? One problem is the sheer proliferation of websites. More than 800 government bodies have produced over 3,000 sites. Many transactions require coordination between several organisations and visits to multiple sites. A more logical approach would be to build websites around specific services, such as housing, transport, and education, which could then provide a single point of access to several organisations. But that would mean overhauling procedures behind the scenes and getting those organisations to cooperate. The government's track record with previous large-scale computerisation projects, from the passport office to air traffic control, shows little creativity, and some government sites are out of date or do not work properly. People will access government services online only if doing so is quicker, easier, or cheaper than going through conventional channels. But could there be a more fundamental reason for British apathy towards dealing with the government online, a healthy British scepticism towards the state? The e-government targets are now being revised with a new emphasis on the uptake of services rather than just their provision. But unless the state behaves in a way that earns trust through measures such as freedom of information legislation and a renewal of the Official Secrets Act, the British will just stick to shopping on the internet. Fin du texte numéro 1.